our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Qinghai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Qinghai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Qinghai, featuring simple curry.
We just cook simple curry, okay? You like curry?
Yes, Master. Ah, I like it.
So we just have some vegan beef frank. You know, the sausage, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Got a beef frank. And we have a couple of mushroom and eggplant. That's it, very simple. Hmm?
Yes, Master.
The eggplant we're going to cook with the vegan sausage and the mushroom and curry, yeah. You can also use tofu if you don't have sausage.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for this washed vegetable.
Sure, Master.
And this a very simple cooking. Yeah? Okay. We could also use tofu. Well, you prefer tofu or vegan sausage? Tell me.
Both of it okay?
Both?
Yes.
Well, then we use both. Why not? I have both. Wow, that's a good idea. For the big guy, huh? You need a lot of food. Okay, then we have one can of vegan beef frank and one package of 200 grams of tofu, vegan. Yeah. And one red bell pepper.
Vegan.
Yes. One egg naan.
Vegan.
Some snow peas.
Vegan.
Yeah, you're a smart boy. And we're going to make a curry.
Vegan.
Good, my God. You are good. And you deserve some curry afterward. Okay. So we have tofu then. Ah, this is spontaneous. You see, cooking should be like that. Yeah, I took out the tofu, but I thought maybe you get fed up with tofu every day. So, I opened the can of beef frank. You know, you don't have to have this. There's many other different kinds of tofu, eh? Okay. Right now I'm going to chop the mushroom. It's not necessary that we have the mushroom. It's just we have it and we use it, okay? Yeah. Mushroom always give a difference. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, okay. Mushroom here and whatnot, huh? Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're gonna cook them together then. Just dice the mushroom. Yeah. Small, small. Mm. Okay. Alright, mushroom go in there. First, yeah. We can also prepare the tofu first, but I prepare the vegetables first. I'm going to also dice the eggplant, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like to use small knife, you know, right? But you don't have to. A big guy, you use bigger knife. Most people, they use big knife. I just use small one. Easy to handle, easy to wash. You dice them, yeah? Finger. So we have like a half of the eggplant, two big mushrooms in there already, and we dice the tofu as well. Then we're going to fry it. Doesn't have to be even, you can just put it in, yeah? Put it all together. But to fry it is also nice, yeah? Okay. So now, this is the tofu. In the bowl. Get ready. And we dice also the vegan sausage. Any kind, it doesn't have to be beef frank. This one from America, maybe you cannot buy it anywhere or everywhere. It just tastes very nice. Okay, two in there. Another two. Let's see, have to be like a half tofu and half vegan sausage. That's good enough, I think, yeah? Because we also have other things. Then we don't use this sausage, we use this another time or something else. Okay, we prepare everything already. Right now, this kind of peas, yeah? I think Chinese peas. We have that. And we put some of the red pepper on it for color. Mm-hmm. And then to stir fry it. As a side dish, extra dish. Nice color, no?
Yes.
The red pepper, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of vitamin, these two together. Wow, look at that, huh? Look at the color, nice, no? Red and green like that, huh? So appetizing, eh?
Yes.
That's good enough. Mm-hmm. So, now I have some apple seasoning. It's a new stuff. Mmm. Fruity. And we have curry paste here. Some black pepper, salt. Coriander seed. Right. That's all we need. Simple cooking, you know, right? Okay. And maggie, of course, you know. not very necessary, but it tastes nice. So, machi or soy sauce, okay. You see, because I don't want to use so many pan, so I'm going to fry the peas and the red pepper first, so that we can use that pan afterward. I'm going to heat the pan here, and then we're going to put some oil in. Okay. When we don't have oil at home, we just use vegan butter, because it's made with oil anyway, you see. This one is made with sunflower seed oil, rich in vitamin and omega 3 and 6.
Mm. Wow.
I just put a spoonful in there, yeah? Like a tablespoonful in there. And it's going to be just like oil, yeah?
Yes.
No problem. We need coconut milk, yes. This one I'm going to put it inside. Mm-hmm. Ah, we have to cut it first. After we cook everything, then we just pour the coconut milk in it. And it will be just exotic. So we have about 500 milliliters of coconut milk. Thick milk, you know, not coconut juice. And we're going to put it in there together. Right now, the oil is heated. Yeah. We're going to fry the veggies. You know, these green peas and red pepper. Just 3 minutes, 5 minutes, that's enough, okay? Don't fry too much.
Mm-hmm.
You could eat it raw either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We just stir fry it like that. After some minutes, yeah? Okay. We could also cover it so that they cook fast and it doesn't have to cook too long. Okay, I'm going to put a little bit of apple seasoning in there. This is from our Loving Food Company. I'm not sure we can buy outside or not. Perhaps not. Yeah. Okay, a little bit of soy sauce or mechi. That's it. A little coriander. Yes or no, also fine. Just for the flavor, you know? Yeah. Coriander seed powder. Then we'll be fine. See that? Yeah. This is all there is. If you don't have this apple seasoning, you have mushroom seasoning or vegetable seasoning. It's all right. It's all legal, okay? You see when it has a little sizzling sound and all the seasoning kind of melted? That's just enough, yeah? Okay? Don't ever overcook your vegetable. You see, you hear the sound? Like it's boiling a little, yeah? That is when it's done. I'm gonna put it on the plate now. So that we can use the same pan, yeah, to cook the curry. So we don't have to wash a lot, hey? Mm-hmm. Very simple but nutritious. And tastes delicious. This is a new point. The main point is it has to taste good. The seasoning and the spice has to be just correct.
Yes.
If it's too much, then it's overpowering. If it's too little, it's too plain. Then you don't feel appetizing. Okay, we've done that. This is how it looks. Yeah?
Really nice, Master.
Yeah, very simple and it tastes delicious. I want you to try it first.
Yes. Mmm. Crunchy.
Yeah, crunchy, yes. Mm-hmm. That's why I told you we don't cook too long, you mm-hmm. see?
Mm.
And perfect taste, right?
Yeah.
Now we're using the same pot, huh? To cook the curry, huh? Yeah. We also put like a tablespoon of oil. Vegan butter in place of oil. Yeah, let it heat up a little bit. And then I'm gonna fry this tofu. We have to make the tofu a little golden brown. Hmm? Golden, yes or no? Together with this vegan sausage. Yeah, stir it golden. After a while, we're going to add in the vegetable, okay? Just stir it until it's golden, yeah? It's good. A couple of minutes, yeah? And then it'll be golden. Just tastes a little different, you know? When it's plain, it's different, and when it's fried, it's different. Fried is more fragrant, yeah? The stir-fried taste of tofu and sausage is different than when it's just boiled. You see?
Yes.
That's why it's stir-fried.
Yes.
Okay, after several minutes, it should be golden already, huh? And you see the tofu is golden. And the sausage also golden brown, you know? That should be fine. And we're going to add in the mushroom and the eggplant. Just stir them together. I'll use it. Also. This is the iron pot, you know?
Yes.
It's a better for health, yeah? Normally I use this to cook outside. Because it's heavy duty, you know? Or it takes an hour. You cook it outdoor?
Yes,
but I can also use it, yeah. Now, this is the 500 millimeter of coconut milk. I measure it so that you know. About 1 teaspoon of coriander seed powder. And 1 teaspoon of black pepper. Black or white is fine, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And then some apple, about 1 tablespoon of apple seasoning. Apple seasoning or mushroom seasoning or vegetable seasoning is all fine. Then you put some salt. This one, okay, like maybe 1 teaspoon first, huh?
Yes.
If we like, we can always put more. Check my vegetable. We stir it up a little bit. Wow, does it smell nice already? Yes. And this curry we also need. I put a lot of curry. Yeah. I like curry a lot. So I put like 4 tablespoons of curry paste. Yeah?
Yes.
So you don't have to put that much. Put as much as you like. And we mix it on here. With a bit of soy sauce. Or maggi. Like that. And we mix it in here. Stir it up together, hey?
Yes.
See this?
Mm.
Yeah? Mm. You don't need to even add any water, okay? Because all this, the coconut milk also has a little water in there. And the vegetable water will come out. Mm. Yes. Look nice.
Really nice, Master.
Yeah. It's going to taste delicious as well. Yeah, and just tasting it a little bit, see if it's okay. Oh, good already. My God. I'll let you taste a little bit so that you know. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You can let it cook for 10, 20 or 30 minutes.
Mmm. Really good, Master.
Yeah, of course. And if you want it hotter, you can put some chili sauce in it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I left the option open, yeah? So, and we can add it on later on the table if you want. It's good, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So we let it simmer for... It depends on how mushy you want your vegetable, you see?
Mm-hmm.
If you want it very soft, like melt in your tongue,
yes.
Then you let it be 30 minutes, you know, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. If not 10 minutes, you eat. No time. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
You see, we cover it so it simmer better, yeah? So it doesn't use too much heat. We turn it on very, very low. Let it simmer, okay?
Uh-huh.
There you are. Is it simple to cook?
Yes, Master.
Right.
Really simple.
Tell you. Oh, look at that, huh? Look, I turned it on very low already, almost off. And it's still simmering because this pan is made with the copper bottom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps the heat well and the pan is very thick and insulated because iron.
Yes.
So maybe it takes a little bit to heat up, but then it will stay heated long time.
I cannot wait longer, Master. Smells too good.
Oh, yes, I know. Okay, we have to wait. Okay, I check. We could eat like right now even already, you know?
Uh-huh.
But if the eggplant is soft, yeah, like melting, yes, then it is more delicious.
Uh-huh.
That's it, yes. Otherwise, you can eat it just like that already. Yeah, as long as it's boiled up, you can eat already. And it will taste good. It just sometimes, some people like the eggplant very, very tender, you see? Like you put it in your mouth and it melt. And that is nice also. While waiting for the curry, we prepare the bread. Yeah. Cut it into diamond shape. Always cut diamond shape.
Yes.
Make sure your relationship stay like diamond. This is sesame bread, it's going to taste nice. You remember, it's the same food, but sometimes if you make it nicely, it's more appetizing. Especially if you have guests. If you don't have guests, then, well, it doesn't matter that much, huh? If you have guests, you make it nice and welcome and warm, okay?
Yes.
By decorating stuff. Especially if you have a girlfriend coming, you know? You want to go to her heart, through her stomach?
Yes.
Okay. It's the same, but if you decorate nicely, with love, you know?
Yes.
Okay. It's simmering well. So now, it's cooked already. Wow, it's good, good. It's good. It's really good enough. We can eat now. You hungry?
Yes, Master.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. Wow. Wow, look at the sauce, so thick. Nice, it's the coconut milk, you know? Make it thick and nice. Mm, coconut is a wonder of the universe. Because coconut leaves, they make it into house, you know, roof. And coconut body, when it's dry and dry, they make it into hammock. Or a string bed, yes?
Yes.
Or do many other things. And use it to stop the flood and things like that also. And they make coconut sugar, you see?
Yes.
Brown, it looks like brown sugar, but it's from coconut. Yes. So we can use... In Vietnam, we have two kinds. Palm sugar and coconut sugar. Yes. Well, in fact, I have some here I can show you. See, this is palm sugar. It's made... purely with palm, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then water. And sometimes it's small like that in a bottle or some big chunk like this, yeah? And this is the coconut sugar. Coconut sugar. It's wonderful, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Natural sweetener, high potassium even, yeah? Low glycemic index. Wow, nice. All natural and organic coconut from coconut sap. We don't even need sugar cane.
Yes.
Coconut is a wonder. It's really nice. They even use it to make all kinds of things. But the coconut juice you can drink, of course, ne? Coconut milk you can cook, and coconut flesh you can eat, and make all kind of sweet candies and stuff in Vietnam. Yes, they really love the coconut. Okay, it's all done. We're going to put in a bowl now. It's a simple meal, just curry and bread, yeah? Of course, we have fruit afterward, and also cakes if you want. Hmm?
Yes.
Wow, it looks so good. Mm. Say when, huh? You won't, huh?
Yes, really.
You want to eat the whole stuff? Huh? Okay, I say when for you. When? No, it's just enough for two people. You know? Yeah. And let's put in your bowl a little bit more.
Thank you, Master.
Then you're a bigger guy. Yeah, it's just fair. It's just fair. Mmm, wow. Smell nice, oh?
Yeah, really nice.
Wow, smell wonderful. And it's gonna taste good. So this is how your curry dinner looks.
Really nice.
And the thing is, don't forget the candles, yeah? Mm. They're not that much money and you can keep using it again and again. But it makes the meal look more warm, cozy, romantic, alright?
Yes, Master.
To keep your girlfriend. Or your friend, or just make anyone feel welcome, alright?
Yes.
It don't take much to cook, yes.
Yes.
But it's nevertheless it's tasty. In India, they eat mostly curry and they drink with water, that's it, okay?
Thank you.
Already very spicy anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Water go perfect with it, yes. And if you don't feel it too spicy, you know, this Vietnamese chili sauce.
I try first.
Good. Now you pray, as usual. And you pray inside, it doesn't have to be outward or anything. And you pray before you put first morsel in your mouth, okay? And say inside, you thank heaven, thank God, thank all the angels and humans involved, and even animals. And later you can have this mooncake from China.
Mm.
It's from our company, Irving Food.
Ah.
Yeah. During eating, of course, you can talk a little bit, but try not to laugh too loud and breathe into the food, you know?
Yes.
That will not be too elegant. All right. Good appetite.
Thank you, Master.
You have dinner there?
Yes, it's more than enough.
There.
Thank you. Looking good.
Looking good.
Yes.
Tasting good.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I cook it, but because it's good.
It's hot enough. Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the curry is too hot, you can eat the peas first.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can eat together. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, try.
Good together.
Mm-hmm. Just the extra vegetable, no?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can drink tea, Indian chai, or just normal tea. And, okay, then we're perfect, no? And
yes. Perfect.
Of course, you can put music and all that. Some people cook curry and they prefer it a little bit sweetness. So you can put in like half teaspoon of sugar,
mm-hmm.
you know, the coconut sugar, or some apple juice, okay?
Yes,
but is that okay now? Or
it's really good. I cannot speak anything.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay, good. see, after you taste, you cook and you taste and you still don't like, you can add a little bit of sugar, you know.
Uh-huh.
Half a teaspoon or flat teaspoon, you can.
Yes, Master.
Tastes better now with sugar, a little bit?
With sugar,
mm-hmm.
It's more sophisticated.
Yes, it's more tender.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I like it better.
Yeah, not too harsh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why when I cook, I add a little sugar or juice, you see, mm-hmm. or fresh fruit, sweet fruit like pear
mm-hmm.
or apple together.
Yes, Master.
Yes. So the taste is more mellow
uh-huh.
and softer. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us today for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next is Good People, Good Works right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May you continue to enjoy many more compassionate meals with loved ones.